Bright forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, we cannot rule out some snow flurries, then gradually clearing skies late at 33. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 22. For Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 48. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 27. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 20.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is asking the legislature to pass two measures aimed at fighting illegal immigration by barring sanctuary cities and allowing state troopers to enforce immigration laws. Republican State Representative John Whitmer of Wichita introduced the two proposals in a House committee yesterday at Kobach's request. Kobach has advised President Trump and other states on immigration measures. A church pastor and longtime Eastern Kansas homeless shelter director has admitted he sexually abused two children. Kansas City Star reports 58-year-old Jay Preston yesterday pleaded guilty to two counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Under his plea agreement, attorneys will recommend a prison sentence of 13 years. He was pastor of Grace Revolution Church of the Nazarene and president and CEO of My Father's House, a homeless shelter located in Paola, Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's Super Weekend Sale. Get an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Plus, save 45 to 60% on select fine jewelry during our semi-annual jewelry sale. And save 30 to 50% during our big home sale. Hurry in to Macy's Super Weekend Sale, going on now through Monday. Plus, plenty members can earn points every day for savings at Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A former Great Bend teacher and track coach charged yesterday with child sex crimes. The Barton County Attorney's Office said a complaint was filed in Barton County District Court charging Todd Kaiser with one count of sexual exploitation of a child. KSN-TV reports Kaiser was arrested in June of last year. He resigned from the district just days later. His first court appearance set for the 6th of March. Kansas is considering having a private company build a new prison and lease it back to the cash-strapped state to replace its oldest and largest lockup, an idea that some critics see as a step toward privatizing the entire correction system. Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood announced yesterday that the state will solicit proposals from private companies to build the new prison in Lansing, Kansas. And another cold day on tap for the state, but warmer temperatures ushering in spring-like air for tomorrow and Sunday. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers still aren't any closer to passing a proposal meant to balance the state's finances during the 5 months left in the current budget cycle. The Nebraska legislature adjourned for the day yesterday without voting on the bill. Several lawmakers argued with Governor Pete Ricketts' decision to allocate less money than budgeted to agencies during the first three quarters of the cycle, with Senator Adam Moorfield of Lincoln arguing the budget isn't a sum sent from the legislature to the governor. 23-year-old Lincoln man has been sentenced to 4 to 8 years for causing a motorcycle crash that killed his girlfriend in 2014. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports Tyler Wilson sentenced yesterday in Lancaster County District Court. Wilson driving his motorcycle with his 21-year-old girlfriend Jesse McCain on the back of the bike in July of 2014. Prosecutors say he was traveling at more than 80 miles an hour on a street where the speed limit was 40 when he hit a Jeep, killing McCain. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Vermilion man, 86-year-old Donald F. Jacobson, died in a mobile home fire early Thursday morning. His son Larry Jacobson, also living at the residence, escaped unharmed. Frankfort and Centralia Fire Departments responded to the blaze at 3055 Valley Road at around 3:20 a.m. overnight. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office has ruled the fire accidental, again which claimed the life of 86-year-old Donald F. Jacobson of Vermilion. Larry Jacobson escaped unharmed. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting in special session Wednesday approved a $14.2 million bid from a Lincoln contractor for Phase 2 of the Bond Improvement Project, which includes a new gym, activity center, art and special education classrooms of a junior-senior high, and related facilities. Officials were pleased as the low bid of 5 received came in 11% below architect estimates of around $16 million. 420 days are slated for the project, which is to be completed by the end of March next year. A large number of USD 364 patrons turned out Sunday for an open house featuring completion of Phase 1 projects at Marysville Elementary and the Marysville High School. Students and staff moved into the new facilities this week. Additional details on the shooting in Barnston Tuesday evening indicate that the incident was an act of self-defense, as 25-year-old Julius Brunner was apparently shot by his father, 54-year-old Delbert Brunner, as he was fearful of assault. Delbert Brunner was initially taken into custody and released after questioning. Julius Brunner was life-flighted and remains at a Lincoln hospital. Investigation into the incident continues. A pickup loaded with brush caught fire Tuesday afternoon in Beatrice, briefly spreading to the roof of a nearby building at 319 South 6th Street. A parked car and a stack of pallets near the building also caught fire, the cause of which remains under investigation and is termed suspicious in nature. Washington County Conservation District annual meeting is Saturday in the Washington High School gym at 6:30. Local landowners' conservation efforts will be recognized, along with county poster contest winners. Bankers' awards are to be presented to Harold and Rosemary Travelly, Laverne and Betty Gakel. Ron and Eileen Roy are to be recognized for the Rangeland Award. Jaden Laughlin, daughter of Chris and Heather Laughlin, won the poster contest in her division for a second straight year. A third-grade student at Washington Elementary, her work last year won first at the state level and went on to compete nationally. An evening of original cello and guitar music will be featured Saturday evening as Acoustic Eidolon returns for an engagement hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Landmark Enterprises. The show at 7:30 p.m. at Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville Saturday evening is free and open to the public. Lucille E. Prawley, age 86, of Diller, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 1 until 6:30 at the Vance Gurdix Funeral Home in Odell. In charge of arrangements for Lucille Prawley. John Charles Walker, age 83, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington United Methodist Church. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for John Walker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and banana cake. Monday's menu, chicken strips, mashed sweet potato, a muffin, coleslaw, and apricots. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High basketball teams host Abilene this evening. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust. The bank for your future. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, temperature-wise, we're finally going to see a little bit warmer temperatures as we head into the weekend, into the upper 40s and even into the lower to mid-50s as we head into Sunday and into Monday. Otherwise, we're going to see clearing skies late and then partly to mostly sunny skies as we head into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, chance for some scattered flurries, then clearing skies at 33. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 22. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. For Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 48. For Saturday night, mostly clear with a low near 27. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 50. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low near 34. For Monday, we'll have cloudy skies. We'll see temperatures at 54 degrees. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
The average high temperature early February 41, the average low 20. Sunset this evening 5:46, sunrise in the morning 7:26. Just a light skiff of snow early this morning. It's 17 degrees with a light north wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 3rd of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Listen to the beautiful music of Acoustic Eidolon Saturday, February 4th, playing at 7:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Joe and Hannah have a new acoustic sound all their own, blending Celtic, Americana, world, and flamenco musical styles. The show is sponsored by Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Landmark Enterprises and is free to the public.
An historic win for Pops. Another victory for the Zags and Tigers done for the weekend. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. San Antonio coach Greg Popovich tied the NBA record for most career wins with a single franchise, reaching 1,127 Thursday night. Danny Green says there's a side of Pops we don't get to see.
He may not be as friendly to you guys, but he's, you know, a real genuine person and really cares for us and talks to us and asks us, you know, how our family is doing, what's going on in our lives, but also teaching us what's going on in the world, but also about basketball and generally trying to help us.
Spurs spanked the 76ers 102-86. The Hawks complete a comeback in Houston.
He drives down the lane. He goes in the lane, lays it up, and he got fouled on the play. They've come from 20 down in the fourth quarter. Tim Hardaway Jr.
On WZGC, Atlanta down the Rockets 113-108. Hardaway Jr. 33. Top-ranked Gonzaga picked up a road win at Brigham Young 85-75. Nigel Williams-Goss 33 points.
Williams-Goss feeds Collins back to Williams-Goss. He's going to shoot a three from the right side. Ring it up!
On the IMG Sports Network, the Zags are 23-0. Tiger Woods withdrew from the Dubai Desert Classic this morning with back spasms after shooting an opening round 5-over 77 Thursday. Back to the NBA, another Golden State victory over the Clippers.
Up top Durant. He's open for three. Count it!
On 95-7 the game, the Warriors win their fifth straight 133-120 over the Clippers. Washington picked up its sixth win in a row and 16th straight win at home.
Wall gets a loose ball. Wall, well beyond the arc for three. It's there! Oh, John Wall fixed his own mistake.
almost had a turnover instead. He's got the last 8 points for the Wizards.
On WFED, the Wizards 116, Lakers 108, John Wall 33. And in NBA trade, the Hornets picked up center Miles Plumlee from the Bucks for forward center Spencer Hawes and center Roy Hibbert. College hoops, the Blue Devils get their Hall of Fame coach back on the bench. Mike Krzyzewski said he's going back to work Saturday against Pittsburgh after back surgery a month ago. And breaking news this morning, Iran has banned American wrestlers from taking part in the Freestyle World Cup competition that begins February 16th. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville entertains Abilene. Live coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Haxtell meets Washington County. Valley Heights tips off at Mission Valley. Hanover travels to Frankfort. Lynn is at Troy. Centralia entertains Onega. Again, live coverage. Marysville hosting Abilene on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Hey, K-State fans, pack the house at 1 o'clock Saturday, February 11th, as the K-State women's basketball team hosts Iowa State.
Weisman a deep three. Hit it! Oh, my, what a shot from Weisman!
All tickets and select concessions are just $1, so bring the whole family. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, AcroDunk. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today.
Are you in need of a new farm or commercial building? Inline Construction can help you plan and design a structure to fit all your needs. Total package is available, including concrete for wood or steel buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525. Inline Construction of Marysville, home of the stud frame building and an authorized Federated Steel Building Systems dealer. Phone 562-5525.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bill introduced earlier this month into the House of Representatives, H.R. 281, titled the Family Farm Relief Act, dealing specifically with immigration. Politico's Morning Ag Report saying the legislation, sponsored by New York Republicans Elise Stefanik and Chris Collins, it would move the H-2A immigration program from the Department of Labor to USDA. Stefanik said the program would be in the hands of those who best understand the specific needs of farms. The bill would also let applicants fill an application online or a paper application. It would require a more user-friendly online system. The bill would bring an end to the burdensome requirements on advertising and prevailing practices surveys. The legislation would let farm cooperatives and other agricultural groups apply for workers for their members. The dairy and livestock industries have struggled with the H-2A program, and the legislation aims to make the system more workable for both groups. Stefanik represents a rural district in New York State that has a large number of dairy farms, calling one of the closest allies on Capitol Hill of President Trump. Well, the president has put a 60-day review opportunity in place for his appointees, and that will delay any pending regulation that were to put into place by the Obama administration. One article says the review period includes new regulations put in place by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration called the Farmer Fair Practice Rules. The rule falls under the umbrella of the Packers and Stockyards Act, with the idea behind the rules to level the playing field for farmers who have been retaliated against by meat packers, especially contract poultry growers. Several major ag groups against the new rules include the National Cattlemen and Beef Association, National Pork Producers, and North American Meat Institute. Groups in favor include the U.S. Cattle Association, National Farmers Union, and RCAF. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Dave Carter of the National Bison Association has some words. He is trying to recruit more bison producers.
The fact that bison is a shining spot in agriculture today, as people have discovered bison as being a very tasty, delicious, healthy, sustainable product, that is creating the market demand that is giving the incentive for ranchers to put more animals back into the land. And so we are actively reaching out with producers to get more people into the the business. We've got great resources. The RMA, Risk Management Agency, provided us with some funds a few years back to help put together a new handbook that just came out about 6 months ago. 25 different producers wrote material on everything from buying the right animal to selling the meat. We've got a DVD. We've got online resources that are there. But the best thing we've got in the bison business is that the people that are in the business love to work with newcomers to help them get started and to build a successful operation. We know we need more producers out there. We want to help newcomers get started.
And, of course, if you'd like to find out more, you can check it all out online. NationalBisonAssociation.com would be the place to go. And in other meat industry news, a very high demand for bacon has driven pork belly supplies to record lows, prompting talk of a nationwide bacon shortage. However, the pork industry remains confident it can keep up with the increasing demand and avoid a serious shortage of the product. An Associated Press report says that bottom line is a pound of bacon might be a little more expensive over the rest of this winter. Experts are all saying, however, that the prices should stabilize by the time we get around to spring and summer. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kansas Classic is bringing back a classic to Hutchinson, Kansas, February 3rd through the 5th at the Kansas State Fairgrounds. The Classic gets started Saturday morning with the Heifer Show at 9 a.m., Showmanship at 6 p.m., and the Steer Show Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Head to Hutchinson, Kansas this weekend for the first annual Kansas Classic Stock Show. To view rules, guidelines, and a full show schedule, visit kansasclassic.com. See you in Hutchinson.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know is agriculture. In the wake of the president's decision to not be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Alliance, I thought it'd be interesting to take a look at where in the world American soybeans wind up after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.
In the wake of all of the debate about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the agreement that American agriculture was solidly in favor of because of the estimated $4.4 billion it would mean to American farmers each year, but as the president promised in his campaign, we are no longer part of the TPP. We are a global industry, and in a recent edition of Illinois Field and Bean, which is a publication of the Illinois Soybean Association, there was an article titled, Where in the World is Illinois Soy? Barb Baylor Anderson and Laura Temple put this together, and it's really interesting to see where soybeans wind up. 6 of every 10 bushels of Illinois beans end up in international markets as whole soybeans, soybean meal, or oil. And with a bumper 2016 soybean crop of more than 600 million bushels, that means about 360 million bushels will leave U.S. borders for global food, feed, and fuel uses. So where will most of those 360 million bushels go? Well, China remains the biggest buyer. Canada is number two. Ag economists at the Illinois Department of Agriculture note that China's import demand for soybeans is equivalent to about 57 million acres. Compare that to the 80 million plus acres that U.S. farmers typically harvest. North Asia, primarily Japan and Taiwan, are solid U.S. and Illinois soybean buyers. U.S. farmers enjoy a 65% market share in Japan and more than 50% in Taiwan. Taiwan is a strong buyer of containerized soybeans. More than a third of beans arrive there in containers. A lot of Midwest beans also wind up in the Americas, North, Central, and South America. Also, sales to Europe remain strong. The greater Europe market represents about 11% of the U.S. soybean and soybean meal exports at more than 230 million bushels per year. The Middle East and North Africa are also destinations for Midwestern beans. Egypt, Tunisia, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, and Israel import more than 150,000 metric tons of U.S. soy and represent about 4% of the total U.S. soy exports. Egypt may be the most important market in the region as its crush industry continues to show strong growth, with several local crush plants expanding and in some cases doubling production. The Egyptian poultry industry and aquaculture industry are strong consumers of American soybeans. Back after this.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. A light skiff of snow overnight, just a few flurries. A light north wind, it's a chilly 17 degrees, highs likely around 30 again today, warming well into the 40s for the weekend.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tune for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show for high school basketball scores. Game nights on KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Sports Good Friday. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas sophomore Carlton Bragg, suspended from the KU basketball team and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. He entered into a diversion agreement this Wednesday in the City of Lawrence Municipal Court. That, according to the Kansas City Star, the charge against Bragg was entered Monday of this week. Last week, KU coach Bill Self indefinitely suspended Bragg for a violation of team rules. According to the Kansas City Star, two members of the University of Kansas basketball team are noted as persons of interest in a police investigation involving vandalism of a car back in December. The players mentioned are Josh Jackson and LeGerald Vick. Investigators have recently interviewed several people who witnessed the reported crime, which occurred in the early morning hours of December 9th outside a bar. The damage to the car categorized as felony level. Mid-America Network Sports.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the